What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
It's your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, host of the Reddit on Wiki podcast. As always, I am joined by our favorite short king, Mr. John Consignato. How is it going, John?
Call me Lork Farquhar because I don't give a fuck if I'm short, my guy.
Jesus.
Does that make me Shrek?
Yes. Daddy Shrek.
Fiona.
Fiona. Okay, perfect. And it's the walking billboard, the man who was repping the brands. It's Sean Salvino. He took them off. How's it going, Sean?
What's up, guys? Happy to be here.
We didn't really address it last episode, but you were just wearing a bunch of branded hoodie and...
Yeah, my barber gave me a free hoodie. He said, I saw you went viral on TikToks, wear that shit. I was like, okay.
You know what? Be nice. Well, give him a shout out. What's the barber? What's the barber?
I go to his at on Instagram is at Cliff's Cuts. He works at a barbershop he owns called The Gradient in Houston, Texas.
So if you want a chance to see Sean once every 3 months or something.
I wait a long time to give a haircut.
The only thing my barber's ever given me is a bad haircut. So that's a pretty good deal, I think.
Just a cut on my, a nick my ear once.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nick.
God damn it. Joining us today is the man who has proven he can count to 10, which, funny enough, is the only requirement to be on the show. He is great. The host of the amazingly funny and informative podcast, Tenish Pod. Please welcome Nick Amell. How's it going, Nick?
Good. Insert applause. Yeah. I see Sean applauding. I don't see John applauding yet.
John has no hands.
I got no hands. I got T-Rex hands.
This whole time he's had no hands. Good
I'm
for you.
I'm clapping with my butt cheeks.
It's crazy how he edits. It's weird. I don't know.
Editing with the butt cheeks. Okay, great.
Yeah, yes.
If you subscribe to our $25 Patreon tier, you can watch the video of John editing with his butt cheeks.
It takes him like 12 hours to edit like 5 minutes exactly. of audio.
Yeah,
it's a live stream, 24 hours.
I give that high ass filter. That's what I'd give.
Oh, God. But yes, we have Nick on the podcast. How's it going, Nick?
I was doing pretty good, but it's getting really weird here really quick.
That is what you can expect here. So I know you do have a subreddit for Tenish Pod. Have you ever ventured over from the Tenish subreddit to Am I the Asshole before?
I've actually never surfed the internet, period, outside of Tenish podcast-related material, ever.
Wow.
Like, what is the internet?
You're like, what else is the browser for but to get me to the Tenish Pod homepage?
Exactly. Yes, I am an avid Redditor, and I sometimes peruse the ever-popular Am I the Asshole?
You will fit in perfectly with this podcast, as it is aptly named Am I the Asshole episode, so... I'm excited to hear some of your takes as an avid Redditor.
And an avid asshole.
And an avid asshole. You'll fit right in then. Now, we do have an awesome lineup of stories today, including a boyfriend getting a little too honest with his girlfriend, a Redditor steals her friend's life, a wedding prank goes horribly wrong.
Wait.
That is the title.
Is there murders? Jesus Christ.
Let me get through the goddamn intro, please.
Sorry. You said steal a life?
Steals her life. Yeah, friend's life. We'll get to that. A wedding prank gone horribly wrong. And after the break, we have our very first ever listener submitted Am I the Asshole story. And it is a wild one. So buckle up.
Buckling.
So professional.
My buckle can't close. My gut's too big.
I appreciate the improv there. Before we hop into the story for today, if you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter at redditonwiki. Links for those are in the show notes. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or tell a friend about us. If you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early and ad-free, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show. With all of that housekeeping done, it is time to jump into the fun. It's my rhyme for this week. So.
Damn, Drake.
Have you been rhyming every week?
I have been rhyming. I'm on a 5-game win streak with rhymes. So
look at that.
The dedication I put into is almost zero. I just look up for things that rhyme with other things.
Impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Skilled.
So, first story. Am I the asshole for honestly telling my girlfriend what I would change about her?
Oh, no. No.
You're getting a am I the asshole right off the bat from everyone, it looks like. So, jumping into it, I watched a TikTok where a couple asked each other what they would change about each other, and they both said nothing. They're both perfect and that they love each other very much, etc. So, I thought, let me try this with my girlfriend without filming, of course. She said, quote, I wouldn't change anything about you. Maybe I would make you less anxious about everyday stuff so you wouldn't suffer, end quote.
Damn, it's fucking wholesome.
Can I have that one too?
Yeah. I would also like that. He continues on, he says, it's true. I tend to be very anxious and obsessive compulsive sometimes, but I'm dealing with it. Then she asked me what I would change about her.
Oh, buckle up. Where's the seatbelt?
Yeah, I'm talking to the buckle right now.
There's going to be turbulence in the air right now. Yeah,
make sure those airbags are working. I went on to tell her I would like her to have her old body back.
Oh no.
Me, Sean's getting up.
You're goner, dude. You're done for, bro. It's over, man.
You are the asshole.
He goes on to clarify. Let him finish. He says, meaning before the pandemic when she was more muscular and a bit thinner.
That doesn't help.
Why would you let him finish? Why would you even let him finish?
Hang on, is that the end?
No, I am not even. I'm maybe halfway done. There's a lot more justifying that goes on in the rest of the story. Also, I told her she could be less hairy in some areas, like her face and arms. And I wish her hair was face as well, yes.
My guy.
That's the unbargainable sin. Sorry, Josh.
I wish your hair was more cared for. No, that's okay. This is ludicrous. So how many X's is that? Is that all of them?
Fucking like 10, all of them? 10-ish? About
10-ish. 10-ish. The crossover we didn't expect.
Listen to Tennis Podcast. Available wherever you find your podcast.
So this asshole goes on to continue to say, I wouldn't change anything fundamentally about her appearance. Maybe make her legs a little bit thinner, but all of my requests are very much achievable with a little effort.
I gotta eat Tums because this is making my stomach upset.
Oh, he literally did grab a thing of Tums.
Yeah, Jesus. She didn't seem to appreciate my comments. Her expression changed and she locked herself in her room without saying anything.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. No shit, bro.
We slept on different beds, and the next day she told me something very hurtful. She said, quote, I don't think that your appearance is perfect either.
Good.
There are some issues, but I love you enough not to pester you about them, end quote. When I asked her what she meant, she replied that she wished I followed her skincare advice to get rid of my acne and that I would work out with her more. I told her the difference is that I was honest and she lied. She didn't say anything about it, but it was pretty obvious that she had been crying the whole night. She went to her sister's house and hasn't been responding to my messages. So am I the asshole for being honest?
Fuck yes.
Before I even answer that, I want to ask, what is this person thinking, like putting this on the internet? Like, why are you like?
Yeah. Luckily, it's anonymous, so no one will ever know.
I guess. Nope. I just like, it's not my first 10 thoughts to be like, I'm going to go detailed. I don't know how you can read that back to yourself and think, oh yeah, people are going to think I'm not the asshole.
Yeah, people are going to side with me for slightly criticizing my wife's body or my girlfriend's body. Like, what an asshole. Sean, you reacted pretty hard there. Do you want to go in on this guy?
No, it's been said. There's nothing left to say. He's a fucking idiot, bro. It's just common courtesy. You don't say everything that, I don't know. You can never say that to somebody.
No.
You know what? I would prefer, you know, if you fucking, you know, lost some weight, you kind of gained some weight during the pandemic. You're letting your mustache really get out.
Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
I was saying the truth.
I just wish you were more muscular. Jesus.
I love you. You're my girlfriend. But man, please shave the mountain man beard from your face.
Yeah, and make those legs a little bit smaller. It's attainable if you just work hard, babe. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This would be a bad clip if we just left it at that, Sean saying that shit.
Yeah, isolate Sean's audio there.
Yeah, I'm going to clip that part.
Wow. Be your own people sometimes. Yeah.
I think we can all agree this guy would make the top 10 asshole list on Nick's podcast.
Yeah.
Like, to ambush your girlfriend like that by setting her up, being like, oh, let's play a fun, harmless game, and then just absolutely roasting her ass. Like, how fucking dare you? Jesus.
Bro, she loved you enough to just be like, hey, you know, I know you're kind of anxious about things, but she protected you mentally, my guy. Yeah. And next thing you know, you go ham on her? I am so proud of sis. You'd be like, bitch, you ugly anyway. I'm so fucking proud of her.
Dude.
All I'm just saying, I'm proud of that girl.
Yeah.
You have to be so confident in your own, like,
right,
looks and aesthetic to fucking ever criticize like that. Again, to bring up Chris Hemsworth's naked body, but you got to be looking like Hemsworth to be saying some shit like that. Mm-hmm. You can't look like me and then be like, actually, I know I'm morbidly obese, but actually, if you can lose some weight, you know, I think that'd be great for our relationship.
She told you something to like improve your mental state would be what she would change about you, right?
She wanted to help you.
Yeah. Fuck that,
holy
fool.
Shit. So 1000% the asshole for this one.
We could have stopped it at the title.
Yep.
That's true. So it's time to move on to the one that piqued Sean's interest. Am I the asshole for stealing my friend's life? So it's like a Weekend at Bernie's thing, you know? No, I'm kidding.
It seems like we're delving into true crime.
Yeah. This is now a true crime podcast.
I'm here for it.
We'd be the worst.
We would be the worst true crime podcast.
We'd have millions of views for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes into saying, I am a 24-year-old girl, and I used to live with my friend Amy before I found a better apartment that I could pay for by myself. I went on a brunch with Amy a few weeks ago, and we talked about work and finding jobs for our degrees. We have the same degree / went to the same school together, which is how we met, and that's why we lived together for some time. Well, Amy was talking about this interview for a position at a company that had a few spots open that fit our degree / what we wanted to do. She suggested that it would be a great idea if we both applied and would be awesome to work together, and I agreed. Later that day, I looked up what she was talking about and applied for the job and got an interview for the next week. I texted Amy and she's just sent me thumbs up emoji, and that was it. I get to the interview and I nail it. They love my entire resume and everything I'd done since graduating. After that, I go to the company coffee shop where I met a guy who also works in a field similar to mine, and I'm hoping we become something serious. 2 days later, I had dinner with Amy, telling her that I got a job and how I smashed the interview and about the new guy. Well, Amy then angrily tells me how I need to shut up and that I swiped her dream job away from her. She told me she already told everyone about the job, and then the company called her back saying she wasn't what they were looking for anymore. That she basically had the job until I came and ruined everything, and she was supposed to meet the guy of her dreams, and instead I took that from her as well. I told her that it was her idea that I apply, and she said she was only joking, then left the dinner and texted me after, saying that I was an asshole and that I need to give up my job position to make this better. Am I the asshole?
No!
No!
No, I got a lot to say.
It's laughable.
First of all, misleading title. Am I right, Sean? Like,
I was waiting for the death.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry. Right at the bottom here. I then killed her, took her skin. And
took her skin.
There it is.
And then I wasn't allowed the job I used to have because she didn't get it.
Maybe you are an asshole then if you took the skin. If you just left the skin.
Yeah, if you just killed her and left her, you'd be fine. Yeah.
Cross the line there.
Exhibit A, why we could never be true crime.
Nope, never, never.
I have a question, though. Her friend that called her an asshole said, to make this right, you have to quit the job, right?
Yes.
Not, like, the friend doesn't expect to get the job in that case, right? Neither of them would then have the job.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. They would then be in the same position.
That's bullshit.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, because she already didn't get the job. They're not going to, I mean, maybe, you know, it's a... the hot job market. Maybe if she quits, she might get offered the job again, but it's not likely.
Like, she's the runner-up or some shit? It's like, oh, it's default. Right.
Yeah, it's like when you get rejected from someone and then they go and ask the other person out.
Like a rebound, pretty much.
Yeah, you're a rebound.
You're a
yeah.
rebound applicant. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I think there could have been better communication between the two friends during this process. But aside from that, I think the person who posted this needs to find a new friend. Hire for a new friend. Do interviews for that.
Call her for an interview, have her come in, and then say, no, you're not a right fit for this position.
Damn.
Overqualified.
Fucking brutal.
You're underqualified.
It'll turn to true crime if you really did that. Holy crap.
Any thoughts from you, John?
No, she's not an asshole at all. Like, bro, like, hey, your friend was like, hey, maybe we should do this, do that. And she's like, oh, all right, bet. So, what are you going to do? Like, you outperformed somebody who suggested to do something with you. Like, you can't get mad at a person.
But John,
for
they're
that.
Just joking. Duh. Yeah, I was joking about applying for you applying for the job.
But I can't read hints, Amy.
I was just kidding.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
You're tripping, girl.
You're tripping, Amy. Yeah. Yeah. Your friend's kind of an asshole, I think.
Yeah.
If I was in this exact same situation and my friend got the job over me, I would be upset, but I wouldn't be upset at my friend. You know, I want them to do the best that they can do. And if it's my dream job and they get it, that means my friend has an awesome job and I should be happy for them. So yeah, I don't know. That's a shitty situation, but you're going to find new friends at your new job. So I wouldn't sweat it.
On the flip side, though, if we invited Nick over here to do like a TikTok episode with us, the next thing you know, he has like a Spotify $100 million deal. I would probably fight Nick at some point.
We would steal his life.
Exactly. I would steal the shit out of your life, Nick.
If I put glasses on, I could swing it. I could.
I can't. I'm pretty brown.
I shave a little bit, you know?
I can't grow like that.
I can't count to 10, though, so that's my only issue.
Yeah. What are you doing hosting this, then? You said...
Exactly. Yeah. That's a requirement.
It's now 9-ish podcast. That's...
I haven't said anything bad about Nick because once he makes the Spotify, he'll be like, that one guy was nice to me. He was the only nice one.
That's the thing about Amy, too. The person in the story is, yes, it sucks that you didn't get your dream job, but your friend having that job could mean good things for your own career, too, down the road.
It's called networking, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. Networking.
So I think we can all agree the poster, not an asshole. Live your life to the fullest with this dream job of yours and this new guy.
Smash that job, smash that guy. Do you, sis?
Advice to live by.
Words to live by. So we will move on to our last Reddit, Am I the Asshole, before the break. Am I the asshole for uninviting my cousin, brother, uncle, and dad to my wedding over a prank?
Depends on the prank. I want to hear the prank.
Yeah, depends on the prank. Pranks can be bad.
We'll dive in. I'll give you a little bit more context before you judge. So I, a 22-year-old female, grew up in a family where men prank and tease each other all the time. Ever since my fiance, Tim, a 23-year-old male, and I got engaged, my cousin, brother, dad, and uncle joked about running some tests to see what type of man Tim is. They've done stuff like forcing him to play chess 4 times in a row, which that sounds like torture.
Is that a prank?
Prank-cha.
Gotcha.
Sounds like you guys recording 4 episodes in a row.
That is true. That is torture for us.
I just say prank-cha to them at the end.
I didn't hit record on any of these.
Oh, you idiots.
Oh, man. This would be a true crime podcast in that case. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
One-way ticket to Ontario, please.
So they pranked him by forcing him to play chess 4 times in a row, secretly slashed his tires to see if he'd fix it himself like a man or get help like one of those lazy guys. They asked him questions like what jokes he'd tell his future mother-in-law, his opinion on abortion, Jesus, gender equality, etc.
Pranked you. Gotcha.
You believe in gender equality, you idiot? What are you, one of those weak men? That was sarcasm, by the way. Please don't take me out of context.
Isolate that audio.
Damn it.
Clip that.
I'm
clip
the one
that,
who makes the that. Clips here.
Clip that.
They also tested his fishing and hunting skills, overwhelmed him with hypothetical scenarios to test his decision-making / mental skills. They kept calling him slow and soft, but he has a medical condition, and then in brackets it says asthma. They, however, just think he's making excuses. I demanded they stopped, but my dad said that it's just typical stuff men challenge each other with and said that I was ruining the fun. Last week, they took Tim on a 3-day trip and hid his inhaler.
Oh.
Okay. I've heard all I need to hear.
Yeah, not invited. Of course not. You're trying to murder my fiance.
He left them and returned home and told me, I was seething after he said they admitted to hiding it as a challenge. I exploded on them when they returned. My cousin asked if little Timmy ran to me to tattle. I yelled at all four of them that they are uninvited to my wedding. My brother freaked out, saying it was a prank and they were going to give it back. My dad said they'd apologize if I insist, but Tim will have lost the little respect they had gained for him, and in their eyes, will always be the soft college kid.
It's a wrap.
Bullshit. I can hardly listen to this shit anymore.
Yeah, it is rough. I called him and the others awful, then I left. My cousin is begging that we talk. My uncle has been quiet, but my dad is so mad. And he's getting my mom involved to get me to reconsider this decision. But I keep refusing to reinvite them. My mom is saying that I'm exaggerating and should let bygones be bygones and not let this ruin my relationship with my family. Am I the asshole for making it my hill to die on, or am I exaggerating?
Oh, no. Hey, by the way, fuck your mom too, man. Your mom's... God, your mom's a problem clip too. That,
clip that, clip that, clip that, clip that.
Clip it all you want. Hey, OP, fuck your mom.
I would say mom's secondary asshole in this if we're giving assholes.
She got a gaping booty hole too. Like, she's
fuck all the men in your family to start off with. Holy shit.
This is
shit.
Like classic macho, you know, there's a word for this, but like
alpha male bro mentality.
Yeah, it's not cool, especially for like a dad with the fiance of your daughter. It's just a lot wrong with this.
Well, it's a power dynamic, right? Like you're joining that family, and for mm-hmm. them to treat you like that and feel like they can just get away with treating you like that because you have to earn their respect, like that is right. Fucked up on a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the fiance though, man. Ooh, you're gonna be a good wife to that homeboy. You know, you're gonna be like protecting his ass. I love that. That shit, that's a strong woman right there.
Yeah. Well, you have to think that a lot of men, the fiance of the poster in this situation, would maybe just say, fuck this, I'm out, and not even be involved in this right. anymore. But he's yep. stood by it. 7 hours in the, what was it, the woods without your inhaler? That's
scary.
Yeah, some bullshit. That's what that is.
Definitely some bullshit. Sean, did you want to hop in here before we move on?
I mean, no, everything's been pretty much said. She is not the asshole. They shouldn't be at the wedding. And like, I don't know. If they've been fucking torturing this man this whole time, I probably would have told him, you don't have to go on this fucking trip. Like, 3-day trip. Mm-hmm. They treat you like shit. This would have been, yeah, I don't know. It sounds like she tried to get them to stop multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be already fed up. And then that for sure is way past the crossing a line. You know, yo, what I mean?
100%. Slashing tire. Like the chess thing. Okay. That'd be, that'd be
slashing
hilarious.
Slashing tires. I would be like, yo, yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
The chess one's pretty funny.
And then it's like,
that would be a funny bit if they were like, oh, we pranked you. We made you play chess 4 times in a row, you idiot.
Gotcha.
I would laugh. Like, that would be hilarious.
But once you get your tires slashed, he probably, it depends on the personality, I guess, but he probably feels like, I can't even blow up at them too much because I don't want to strain the relationship between them and my girlfriend, fiance. And you have to remember too, I think she said she's 22, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting married soon. That's a long life left to live to have all this strain in the family dynamic. You know what I mean?
Like, it won't be long if they keep taking his inhaler.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Right. Yeah, Jesus.
You're 100% right. I think these guys seem like just very insecure assholes looking to power grab anytime they can. I apologize that you and your fiance are in this mess. Definitely do not invite them because that is a recipe for success. And you guys go live a happy life far away from those fucking assholes until they are ready to properly apologize.
Invite us instead.
Yeah, we'll go. All four of us.
Oh, yeah, that's four spots.
Nick Let's will be go. Your dad.
I'll be your dad, yeah.
Nick will be your dad. Sean will be your cousin. John will be your uncle.
I'll be
Who
the
else
grandpa.
Is there?
I got dibs on a grandpa.
Brother. I'll be the brother. There you go. Nick will walk you down the aisle instead of the asshole who slashed your fiance's tires.
Well, depends on where the, you know, if it's like Minnesota in January or something.
Maybe. Then maybe not.
Maybe not.
Nick will pass. If it's in Florida or something, Nick will go. But and with that, we're going to end off our Reddit Am I the Asshole segment. But stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be doing a listener submitted Am I the Asshole? So you don't want to miss that. All right, we are back. And we are going to cleanse our palate by doing another Am I the Asshole?
Palate's cleansed.
Palate's cleansed from the ad read. Hopefully it was good products and or services. And we're going to be jumping into our very first listener submitted Am I the Asshole? We have gotten a couple, so don't worry if yours is not being read right now. We will do that in a future episode. We appreciate everyone who sent one in. Once again, if you want to, read it on wikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter if you want us to potentially read your story on the episode.
We got listeners. That's crazy.
For real.
So this is also our first Would I Be the Asshole? So this has not occurred yet.
Oh,
preemptive. Okay. Preemptive assholery.
Premeditated assholery, whatever.
Premeditated.
Again, this is going to be a true crime show now.
Yeah. Would I be the asshole for cutting off my friends for being too friendly with my ex? Would you guys cut off your friends for being too friendly with your exes?
Nah.
Oh. They're not. Especially if you dated for a long time, it's like.
Okay. I just want to get the neutral level, like just the posing the question. I want to see what you guys say. So I bumped into my ex last week and found out from him that he drove my best friend, we'll call her A, home after an evening that ended late at night. My other best friend, we'll call her B, knew about this and didn't tell me. Here is my issue with it. I wasn't at the event, and I explicitly asked A and B if they had seen or talked to him that day. They told me they saw him, but avoided him and didn't have any conversation with him. I knew my ex would try to cross paths with my friends to ask about me, which is why I asked multiple times if they had talked to him, and they blatantly lied to me. The reason I asked more than once was because A had spoken to him after our messy breakup, even though I told her not to talk to him, but she did and didn't tell me about it until I told her my ex told me that they had spoke. Normally, I wouldn't care if my friends casually talked to my ex, but this specific ex was horrible to me and sexually assaulted me.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So I wanted to cut him off completely and never cross paths again. My friends knew very well how much he hurt me, and they knew that I wanted to cut him off as well. They were not friends with him before I introduced them, nor did they develop a friendship while we were together. So it was not like I was asking them to cut a friend off.
Okay.
It was me asking them to cut off someone who abused me. This one cheeses me the most. A did have a ride that night. It was a friend, and she still took the ride with my ex. So when I found out about this, I was telling B how odd it is that A took the ride with my ex instead of her friend, and that's when I found out B knew about this. Then B tried justifying A's actions by saying that A went with my ex because they lived only 5 minutes away from each other. So it was more convenient. Would I be the asshole for cutting them both off?
No.
No.
So the friends know she was sexually abused, I'm assuming.
It seems like it, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, there's too much trauma mm-hmm. there involved.
Yeah.
And it's especially if their friends knew about it, it is so difficult for someone to disclose that type of trauma. And knowingly going with someone who caused that said trauma and kind of ignored that fact, that is very shitty for that friend to do.
Absolutely.
She's not the asshole at all.
Did you want to jump in, Nick?
I agree with what John said. And first of all, how can they be an asshole if they're listening to your show, right? And sending you in something.
Sean frequently listens to the show.
Wait a second.
That is a dig.
Wait, did you say I listen to the show?
Yeah.
I don't.
Sean's like, no, I don't.
I should. I absolutely don't.
Well,
Nick.
I agree with John. Not the asshole. That's the important thing about stories like this is we all react initially to the title, but right. You need the context because every situation is unique and every situation has layers to it that you can't see from the outside. So even people in their social circle probably wouldn't understand why she's not the asshole unless they know all the details. So not the asshole.
And I can almost guarantee that like they sound like the kind of friends that would spread the rumors like, oh, she's attacking us or whatever like that. These are not friends you want in your life. They're not friends you want backing you up. They're the kind that's going to backstab you as they already have and gaslight you into thinking you're the one in the wrong. So fuck them. I'd say you're absolutely not the asshole if you cut them off. Find better friends. I know it's tough sometimes, but anything's better than these two, I think.
It's been the theme of the episode is get new friends.
Yeah. Get new friends and don't eat cake at an 8-year-old's birthday party. Oh, wait, was that
the last episode.
My bad.
Hang on, did I doze off for a minute?
No, that's my bad. That's what happens when you record too many in a row.
I feel like Josh is trying to tell us something.
What am I trying to tell you?
That you know that you want new friends, dude.
No, guys would never do that.
Is this why Nick was brought along? Because maybe Josh wants to be like the permanent fill-in or like temporary fill-in for now.
It's the 10-ish Am I the Asshole podcast. where we count down 10 of the worst assholes of the week.
Number one, Sean. Jeez. Number two, John. You guys won't know until your next multi-million view TikTok video where you see like the Tennis Pod logo integrated into yours and like your names have fallen off.
This feels like a hate crime from my side of things.
Seems you cut off like, the two agents?
Like, you're cutting off the two POCs off your show. Whoa. Seems a little targeted. Nick, no offense, you're adding a not Filipino guy.
No, I would never cut you guys off the show. I specifically need you guys for thumbnail clips and reactions. So
that's all we're good for, Sean. You know what I'm saying? It's just
No, you guys would never backstab me like that. I have 100% guarantee on that.
You don't. And John can't backstab you because he doesn't have hands to hold a knife to stab you with.
That and I can't reach you because I'm not tall enough.
You've never seen what this man could do with those cheeks, my friend.
He might stab me in the cheeks from that high.
That's true.
All right, so confirmed, not the asshole. Friends are assholes. X is a fucking...
I hate him.
He should be in jail, first of all, but one up from asshole. But that is it for this episode. What did you think? Were these people assholes? Were we correct on our assessments? Let us know in the comments or on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. If you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on. Before we head out today, Nick, would you mind telling our listeners about Tennis Pod and where they can find it?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll make it quick. Tennis Podcast is a show where we cover a top 10-ish list every week. It could be anything. Could be the top 10 highest grossing movies. Could be the top 10 deadliest serial killers. Could be the top 10 fastest animals. Anything, everything's on the table. We usually like to keep our lists quantitative and data-based, fact-based, rather than opinion-based. So you won't hear us talk about our favorite X or Y. It's usually the best or the most or something like that. We have over 160-something episodes now, new episodes every Wednesday. Oh. You can find us at tennispod.com or just search Tennis Podcast on any podcast app.
So that's perfect because our episode comes out Monday and Friday. So you got Wednesday just sitting there in the middle for Tennis Pod, right for the picking. So definitely go check that one out. It is an incredibly funny and informative podcast, and they talk more about hot dogs than I think you would.
That dynamic is so good. I'm just like, I sympathize for Brandon at times.
No.
You've been having guest hosts on recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Real quick,
my sidekick host, Brandon, who loves to eat hot dogs over crowded airport trash cans, he has been my sidekick host for about 150 episodes. He's taken a break, so the last few and the next several, I have a different guest come on every week. In fact, Josh will be a guest on a June episode.
What? I will. I didn't tell them that because I didn't want them to stab me in the back, you know, and take that spot.
We already, damn it, Sean, we're already getting...
Yeah, he's already making plans.
I know.
June? He has plans for June?
I think it's May. I don't know, guys.
We're recording in May. So
yeah, recording in May. That's it.
Yeah. Nick is way more ahead of schedule than we are. So big thanks to Nick for joining us today. We'll definitely have you back on if we can. Links to Tennis Pod will be in the show notes, so be sure to check it out. Thanks to my co-hosts, Sean and John, for giving us their takes. And thank you, Wikimania. Thank you, Wikimania, bro. For listening. We will see you guys on Monday.
Fucking, I'll make plan cells weird shit.
You already have another podcast.
Fuck you.
Expert in fucking power, man.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.